Okay. Today's daf is daf kufei. We are on daf kufei. We're by the two dafs, like the top third. So we're quoting the case in the Mishnah. Right? So the Mishnah had said, guy comes in, takes a neder, and says, Harei alai mincha. So coming upon me, takes a neder to bring a mincha, or he says, Harei alai min mincha. So then he only brings one mincha. But if he says, Harei alai menachos, right? He says, Harei alai menachos, this is just reviewing what the Mishnah says, Harei menachos, or Harei alai min menachos, then he has to bring two menachos. So now Rav Papa is going to ask a question, what if he mix and matches the Lashonos? By Rav Papa, Mine Mincha Mahu. He says, Mine, which is plural, Mincha, which is singular, what's the story? Does he have to bring one or two Menachos? Right? Do we say, what's the stuff? Kaven to Amr Mine, since he says Mine, Belashon Rabim, so it's Tarti Kamar. It means two. Alright, so why say Mincha Belashon Yachid? Because minchas, the word mincha is also used to describe multiple menachos. Uma, right? Tartik Amar, umay mincha. The kula menachos, nai mincha mikarian. All menachos together are called korban mincha. The ksiv is dos toras ha-mincha. Right? We say dos toras ha-mincha, which includes all the menachos. So, I guess according to this, you can say that we're talking about meseches mincha. Right? It's all the same thing, it should be plural. So therefore it would be two. O dilma, or keva da amar mincha. Once he says the word mincha, it's chadim mincha ka'amar. He brings only one. He says, I want to bring one mincha. Right? Umay mine mincha. So why does he say mine, which is Lashon Rabim? Hakik ka'amar, mine mincha chadim mincha alhai. From all the types of menachos, I'm going to bring one. Maybe that's actually how you interpret his Lashonos. Right? He's changed the Masechet Nedarim over here. So Gemara tries to now going to bring a raya as to which, what it, is it, you can bring one or you do two, if you mix the match with the Lashonos, it's saying Mine Minchos, Mine Minacha. So, first we're going to try to bring a Raya from our Mishnah, and we're going to reject it. And then they're going to bring it from a Braisa afterwards. So, try to prove from our Mishnah. Tashma, what does our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah said, if you say Mincha, the guy says Mincha, or he says Min Mincha, then Yavi Achas. So that's pretty specific. Only if you use that Lashon do you bring one. Ha mine mincha, but had you use other lashon of mine mincha, then you'd have to bring two. Then it would bring shtayin. So I said, no, you can't prove from there. Because aim a seifa. Look at the seifa. The seifa says, when do you bring two? If you say minachos, or you say right minachos or min minachos, you have shtayin. But in our case, you say mincha. So that's mashma. Ha mine mincha chaza. You don't have to bring one. So it's not like so ela mehal lekulim hashmine. You can't prove anything from the Mishnah. If you're trying to make a deed from the Reisha, you'll make the exact opposite deed from the seifa. The Mishnah is not a Raya, you can't be saying either of those cases, because the Yukim is complete opposite. So we're going to reject it. We don't have an answer of when you say, the question again is, when you say Mine Mincha, plural and singular mixed together, do you bring one or do you bring two? Tashma, we're going to try to bring the answer to the suffix from the following Braisa. Tashma, Min Menachos Alai, if a person says Min Menachos, Yavishtei Menachos Menacha, he says Min, which is singular, Menachos is plural, so how do we interpret the Lashon? The Lashon is that you bring two from one type. Again, we have five types, we have to keep in mind, it's come up a lot. We have five types of Korban Mincha, right? We have five types of the Korbanos Mincha. We have the Mincha, the Solas, the Machmas, the Malcheshes, and then you have the Machatanor, which can come Chalos or Rikikin. It's five. And you can mix and match or whatever. So that's total of five. So he says, I'll bring Min Menachos. Yavi, right? Sorry, he says min menachos alai. Yavi shtei menachos brings two menachos mi menecha from one species of menachos. Ha mashma mi mine mincha. Had he said mi mine mincha, which is our case, mi mine mincha chada, because it's only min menachos is two. Mine menachos would be one. The Gemara says no. It's a dilma. Ha mine mincha. Maybe shtei menachos. No, don't make the deal. Maybe even if you say mine menachos. Sorry, maybe you say Mine Mincha, which is our case, we still have to bring two. But our Mishnah says, our Brisa said, it's only Min Menachos to bring two. He said, no, because Mine Menachos, Mishnei Mine. How you say Mine Menachos, you would have to bring two Menachos, but one from each one from a different species of Menachos. Okay? So Gemara says, wait a second, but hello, Tony Huffy. We have a Brisa that doesn't explain the way that you just explained. We just explained that Mine Mincha would be two menachos, each from a different min. So Gemara says, "V'holo tani haki," because we have a braisa that says, if you say min menachos alai, min menachos, then maybe shtei menachos min echad. You bring two menachos from the same type. But if you say mine menachos, if you say plural of both, That's when it's made v'shtei menachos mishnei mineh. But that's not our case. Our case is ha mineh mincha. You say the words mineh mincha, plural and singular, but then that's not listed. That would be chada. We said that mineh mincha would bring two menachos from two minim. The Brisa says, what's the case of two menachos from two minim? That's if you say mineh menachos. We're talking about mineh mincha. So the diuk is, mineh mincha is still only one. You only bring one. The Gemara says, no. Dilma, maybe you'll say, a Brisa that says mineh mincha only bring, we just made a diuk, that mineh mincha would bring one. So maybe you'll say that diuk, that the words mineh mincha only brings one, ha-mani, who's that? That's Rav Shimon he. That goes according to the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. Why the Amar, this is going to be important for the rest of the daf also, the Amar, we saw on daf Samach Gimel, the case was the Makatanor. The Makatanor is the mincha that could brought, 10 chalos or 10 rakikim. Rav Shimon holds, if you say harei alai minchas Makatanor, you don't have to bring the 10 chalos in the mincha from the same min. You can mix and match. You can bring 9 rakikim, 1 chal, you can mix and match, you know, all the way through. It doesn't have to be specifically 10 and 10. You can bring if you make that neder. So he says to Amar, mechza chalos u'mechza rakikin yavi. He says you can do half and half is lavdafka, because you can, as long as you mix and match. It doesn't have to be all of one type. It doesn't have to be all chalos or all rakikin. So umay mine mincha. So how does he explain the words mine mincha? It means mincha the isva trei mine. And so our lashon of mine mincha means it's going to bring. I make a neder to bring the mincha that consists of two minim, chalos and rakikin. No, this is right. This is. No, but it's one type of mincha. It's one kind of mincha. It's the mincha. It's the mincha makatana. It's specifically the mincha makatana he's referring to. The way we had it till now, you say when you say what if you're having was just to bring one mincha, to bring one of the of all, one out of five. Now we're saying if he says. Minei mincha.
So mine
is plural. So we thought that it would be maybe that means you have to bring two minchas. We're saying no, based on the yukim, you have to bring one mincha. But the havamina is you bring one mincha, any of the five that you choose. Based on Shimon's saying, when you use the word minei mincha, specifically the mincha machetanor, because that's the only mincha that has two subsets. Right, so mechakal, right, so my meaning mincha. Mincha the East Bay Trey meaning. Aval Rabbanon, but according to the Rabbanon, the Amri Mechsa Chalos and Mechsa Rakikin Lo Yavi. They say the Mincha Machatanor, you have Rakikin and you have Chalos. You either bring Rakikin or you bring Chalos. You don't mix and match. So they don't have Mine Mincha. They don't have two subsets of the Mincha Machatanor. Aval Rabbanon, the Amri Mechsa Chalos and Mechsa Rakikin Lo Yavi, or maybe Shtei Menachos Mishnei Minim. So according to them, you can interpret the word Mine to bring two different menachos, right? And therefore, you have to bring two menachos from two minim. That's basically, so we just knocked off the raya, right? Maybe it's only according to Rav Shimon. So halacha lemaisa, you know, when Mashiach comes, so the Likutei Halachos, I think the Chavetz Chaim says that minay mincha, you have to be machmir, and you have to bring two menachos from two minim, and you make a tanai, because you may only be chayiv one. So you make a tanai. You say, if I'm chayiv two, then here I have two to fulfill my neder. If I'm chai of one, then one is for my net. There and the other one's in the double, and you're done with. Okay. Fine. Next case in the Mishnah. Person says, hey Rashti, and you know, when I made my neder back then, I did explicate what I was supposed to bring, how many and what type, but the Eini Yodeya Ma Pei Rashti. I don't remember from which min. I definitely said I'm going to bring a mincha from a certain min. But I don't remember which minute I'm going to bring it from. So what does he do? Yavi chamishton. He has to bring five. All five, remember we mentioned again, I keep saying it for myself because I want to remember them by heart. But so he has to bring the five. The five are again, one second. Right, the solas, the minchas matvas, the macheshes, the mincha solas, mincha machas, mincha machenshes, and the two types of mincha machatana, the tikkun and chas. Now, again, keep in mind, according to Rav Meir, the mincha machatana is not two types. There's all the combinations of tikkun and chas. You can bring 9 in 1, 8 and 2, 7 and 3, 6 and 4, 5 and 5, and then the other way, 4 and 6, 3 and 7, because you have two different, so you have the possibility of 11 possibilities there. So that's what the Gemara is going to ask. Wait a second. You're saying you're going to bring 5. That can't be according to Rav Meir. According to Rav Meir, you would have to bring multiple. So basically, the structure of the Mishnah now, and basically to the end of the daf, is that we're going to say that our Mishnah can't be like Rav Shimon. Abaye is going to be given an answer to say that a Mishnah can be like Rav Shimon. And then we're going to have all these technical, really technical issues about how to do bring the Korban Mincha, even according to Rav Shimon in this situation. Okay? So that's basically the structure. So, Gemara then asks, so Man Tana, who's the Tana, who's the author of our Mishnah, who says that you only bring 5, right? Amar of Yirmiyah, the low Rav Shimon. Our Mishnah, it does not go like Rav Shimon. The ear of Shimon, if it's like Rav Shimon, Kaven the Amar, Mechza Chalos, or Mechza Rakikin Yavi, he holds that you can bring half and half, and half and half is Lav Dafka. It means any combination of the Chalos and the Rakikin. So before we go on, there's another machlokas between Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir as to how many you bring. Is it 10 or 12? Right, that's another machlokas. So the Gemara is saying is now, even if you go according to Rav Yehuda, who says you only have to bring 10, which is a lower number. So e nami savalak Rav Yehuda, even if he holds like Rav Yehuda, the Amar komanachos bos eser, that you only bring 10, and not like Rav Meir, who says that you bring 12, ikal asfuka ba'arbas reminachos, even according to Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, according to Rav Yehuda, you still have 14 svekos. You don't have 5 svekos. You have 14 svekos. How is that? You have the 3 menachos that we mentioned before, right? You had the solus, machlos, rakikin. Now when it comes to the mincha, machlos, tanor, well, let's figure it out. Rashi gives us a hint, but Rav Gershon gives us more. Oh, wait, do Rashi. Rashi says, ikla suki l'hai al-barz tzerei menachos. You have the solus, the machlos, umar cheshes, hare gimel. And now, uminchas machlos, tamar, ikla chadas, are svekos. You have 11 svekos when it comes to the matzah tana, because you don't know which combination that you brought, that you said you were going to bring. Dilma kula chalos neder, maybe they're all chalos, so that would make it 4. V'shema tisha chalos chad rakik, that would make it 5 svekos. Shema shmona chalos v'shnei rakikin, that would make it 6. Right? The same gruei l'chalos, and keep lessening the chalos, and v'asuk in the rakikin, and increase the rakikin, at shema kula rakikin, until you get all the way, so they will all be rakikin. So that would be 11. Yeah, that would be 11. So you look at Rabbeinu Gershom, he explains it all the way. Right? He says, Iku esfuke ba'arba asrei menachos, ketsa dilma tes chalas echa rakikin, o ches chalas obez rakikin, zahal chalas gim rakikin, vod chalas dal rakikin, hei chalas hei rakikin, dal chalas vod rakikin, gim chalas zayin rakikin, beis chalas ches rakikin, o chal achas tes rakikin, harei tesha, behaynu giruhe, vo sufe ad lechal alef, the tes rakikin. You have all these, it's 14. And if you even have like Rav Meir, right, if you hold like Rav Meir, who says that they're 12, so you got to add on more. You have 16. You have 16 svekos. So according to Shimon, you can't say Shimon is our Tana, because our Tana says you only bring 5 when you have this suffix. You don't remember which min I explicated to bring. So the Abai is going to give an answer, and he'll say, Amar Abai, no. No, don't go crazy. This can still be Rav Shimon. Right? It can still be Rav Shimon. Because Rav Shimon is going to say, I'm sorry, Rav Shimon is going to say, you don't have to bring all the combinations. What you do is you bring 10 and 10. 10 chalos, 10 rakikin. You put them on this there and you say as follows. God, you know what I, basically, you know what I explicated. Whatever I said would be chalos, you take as my neder. And everything else would be rakikin. If I said they should be, whatever I said, whatever number of chalos I said would be my neder, and whatever number of rakikin I said would be as my neder, you take and apply to the neder. And the rest are going to be my anadava. So you make. What?
Because you
haven't
made a specific item.
What do you mean?
He has to actually physically make the
key, or
he has to make whatever he wants to make, he has to make.
So he's right, so he has to get 10 have to go on.
Which is why the other one makes more sense, because now you have to do every possibility of what you want to bring.
So, but Amar Abaye, a field team of Shimon, you can even hold that it goes like Rav Shimon, right? The Shamina Lee Rav Shimon, because we heard in the name of Rav Shimon, the Amar Maisi Umasne. We heard in a Brisa that Rav Shimon holds that you can bring your carbon and make a tnai. Right? You can make a tnai. So too here, you wouldn't have to bring from the minchas mafetanor 11 menachos. You'd only have to bring 2. Right? We said, you have to bring 10 chalos and 10 rakikin. You don't have to bring 2. It would be 1 mincha of chalos, 1 mincha of rakikin, and you make a tnai. That whatever chalos and whatever rakikin were part of the neder, that will be to a schovah and the rest of the nadava. Because 10 loaves of something are definitely for his nether. There's just a little combination. But 10 of them apply to his neder, and 10 of them apply to his nedava. Disanya, now we're going to prove from a brisa, it's a very complex case, we're going to prove from a brisa that Rav Shimon says you can make these type of tnayim. So the brisa talks about a case of an individual who's a nazir, and he's a suffek as to whether or not he became tameh, and he also has a suffek as to whether or not he became a mesorah. So this long tosos goes through all the cases and permutations of what the issue would be. As the article says, we will not concern ourselves with the details here. I think those are maybe a direct quote. It's in parentheses. We'll not concern ourselves with the details, but the details are very interesting and very fascinating. The quote basically is that you have someone who's a nazir who has two sveikos. He's a suffek whether he became tamei lemeis or not, and he's a suffek whether he's a mitzora, whether he became a mitzora, and therefore he's tamei, and if he's a mitzora who's tamei, he would have to shave and bring a karva. Well, you see what the sveikos are. A nazir is not allowed to shave. So he has a suffek whether he's a nazir tar or another tamei. Well, if he's another tar, he can't shave. Well, if he's a mitzora, he may have to shave, and he has to bring up a karvanos. So what do you do? How do you go about doing it? How many days do you have to wait? You have to wait all the days to get rid of all your sveikos. For the nazir portion, you have to wait 30 days, because maybe you're not tamei. And then, well, maybe you are tamei, so now you have to do your tahara process, and then do another 30. So you have 67 days over there. But then you have the mitzvah part, and that messes everything up. So that's what this whole tosos is. But the problem is, now you're coming to bring, at the end, Gemara says, l'macharas, whatever that day is, that you're going to bring a karbon, again, because if he's tamei, or he's a mitzvah, he can't bring karbonos. Whatever that day that all of a sudden now he becomes roy to bring the karbonos, l'macharos, maybe ashamo. Right, he's a suffik mitzvah, so he has to bring an asham to become taller. So he has to bring this karbon. So he brings, but maybe he wasn't a mitzvah. Maybe he wasn't a mitzvah. What do you do with this karbon now? There's an asham mitzvah that's the suffik that has to come. He's got to bring it just in case it's a mitzvah. So what do you do? Maybe ashamo. He brings the karbon. He brings the ashamo ulugo emo, and he brings the oil. Again, you have to bring the oil that has to be put on his beholos and his thumbs and his big toes, the Omer, and he says as follows, in Mitzorahu, right, I guess they're assuming that this is Rav Shimon, right? Right, the sign of Shimon Omer. So he says, in Mitzorahu, the tonight he makes this follows, if I am a Mitzorah, Zehu Ashamo, this is my Asham, right? I don't know, they say it's a Guf Shlishi, but in third person, but we're talking about the guy, he has to make the tonight. So if this is my Asham, then this is my Asham, Vizelugo, and this is the oil portion that I have to bring with my Asham Mitzorah, in love, and if not, if I was not a Mitzorah, Asham Zeh Yeshami Nadava. This Asham should be like a Shlom that comes with Nadava. Be a Nadava, no problem. The problem is, an Asham has different rules than a Shlom. Right away, you know an Asham is one day in a night, the Shlom is 2 days in a night. So the Gemara says you have to take the Chumas of both. So what do you do? But also Asham, so this Asham, which is possibly a Shlom, it may be Asham, which is Kachi Kachim, so therefore, Ton Shechita B'Tzafon, you would have to shecht it in the north, whatever the north part is, that's really Machlokes and Zbachim, whatever the north part is, that's where you have to shecht it, just like any other Ashamos. Umatam Bahonos, and you have to take the oil, and you have to put it on his thumbs, his right thumb, and the big toe, like the Asham, with the Asham Mitzorah. But, maybe it's a Shlomim. I guess the assumption is that the animal can be the same. I don't know, let me make sure. The animal is shlomim, the other is mutter. Right? So he says, so what do you do? Vit smicha, but like a shlomim, you have to do smicha. Unasachim, you have to bring the wine libations. Utnufas chazav shok, you have to wave the thigh, you have to wave it and the breast, you have to wave it like a shlomim. Aye, but what's the problem? Another problem, shlomim can be eaten by anybody. And can be anywhere in Yerushalayim. Where it's supposed to be Yashom, it's kachi kachim, only in the Zichakuna, and only in the base of English. So they have to eat it. What? No, that's the Toda. The Toda you bring the loads. Right. The Toda is a substance of Shlomim. Right. So therefore, it's the Nechro, the Zichre Kuhuna. So you have to eat it only, have to only be fed to the Zichre Kuhuna, like the Chumra of the Asham, the Yom Belayla, and only one day and one night, like the Karban Asham. So you see that we're Mesupak, whether or not the Mitzorah had to bring this Karban, or he's not a Mitzorah, and this Karban is a Shlomim and a Dava. Therefore, we give the Chumra of both the Asham and the Shlomim. From this price, you see that Rav Shimon says a person can bring a karbon and make a tonight. So too, in our case, you can bring the karbon and make a tonight. If for our Mishnah, which says only five menachos can bring like Rav Shimon, you don't need 14 menachos. So the Gemara says, wait a second. But here, they all point out that the next paragraph is not Gemara. They say the next paragraph is from the Sabroim, right? The end, the enders, towards the end of the times of the Amoraim, or even a little later, that they added this in. It says the Apogav, and even though the Kamiforik Mar, that in the Farbarga Bishpitas Kachim, Shpitas Kachim is a nickname for Masechet Zvachim, so Apogav, the Kamiforik Mar, even though that there was one parent in Masechet Zvachim, so that I involved in Vazen Zvachim, Ema, the Amor of Shimon, Maisi Bumasni, when do we say Rav Shimon says that you can make this, make it tonight, that Ema the Amar Rav Shimon Maisi Umasli Lechatzila. In our case, as the Usher Matsora case, he's making it tonight with Hatzila. Not good to have it. Something didn't happen and now making it tonight. He's coming with Hatzila to the base of Middash with a tonight, with a carbon with a tonight. When do we say you can do it with Hatzila? That's a Sakune Gava. That's only if you want to fix the guy. You got to fix the guy up. He doesn't know when he's stuck. Can he cut today? Not he cut him. He's got to purify himself. He's stuck. That's what you can do with Hatzila. About the Alma, but the other Sveikos, in, only with the Eved you can do it. But with Hatzila, low. So what about our case? Our case is not a case of being Matar Agabra. So maybe you could just say, look, Hatzila, you can't just bring 5 and make it 9. You should bring the 14. So the Savarayim answer, no. Hani Mili Shlomim. That is only by the Shlomim. When you have the Hani Mili Gabi Shlomim, the Kamimai Bachilosim. When do we say that you can only do it with the Eved? That could be dealing with a shlomim. Why? Because a shlomim usually has 2 days in the night to eat. So if I make the t'nai, in the case of the usher, I make the t'nai, what I'm doing is I'm lessening the amount of time that I can eat the shlomim. So you have a problem with maybe kachon beis apsul, right? The kamimai b'achilason, the havilu kachon beis apsul. I'm accelerating the process of psul by the karbonos. We don't want to do that. So we only let you do that in a b'dievet situation, except if it is to tikune gava. Our case, though, about menachos afilu chatila. Our case, you can do it with chatila. Why? Because menachos do not have a different time frame for eating. You're not accelerating anything. You still have the same amount of time, whatever that time is. You still have the same amount of time to eat it. So there, Rav Shimon would say. So you're right. Most of the time, Rav Shimon says you cannot do it with chatila. Where does he say you can do it with chatila? One is the tikune gava. And the other one is that we're not going to do it with a shlomim. You can do it with a chatila because we're not accelerating the time frame to eat the karbanos. So we still have now that the Mishnah can be going after Shimon. A guy made a tnai, and my guy made a neder and said, Harelai min menachos. I remember, I know that when I made the neder, I explicated which min to be, but I forgot. Mishnah says, bring all 5 minim. We ask, according to Rav Meir, because he says it's a mix and match, maybe it should be 14 or 16 minim. No, Rav Shimon says you can make a tnai. So you make the tie, you still bring 5. Okay, so the Gemara says, now the Gemara says, go to Abaye, who said that it's Lilith and Shimon, and we're going to ask all these technical questions on how you go about offering this Korban Mincha according to Rav Shimon. Again, this is a Korban Mincha according to Rav Shimon now. It's a Mincha Matatarim. Okay, so you have 10 Chalos and 10 Rechikin. You don't know which ones are which. You say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you take the ones that are the Neder, the rest are in the Dabba. But the problem is, so Amar Le'er Papal Abaye, Rabbi Shimon de Amar Metzah Chalo Metzah Rakikin Yavi. According to Rabbi Shimon, who says, it's our case, right? According to Rabbi Shimon, who says that you can bring by a Metzah Chalo and Metzah Rakikin, right? Rabbi Shimon said that if you bring a Mafet Taner, you can mix and match. Now, according to you, Abaye, will you explain our Mishnah in accordance with Rabbi Shimon, where you bring 2 separate menachos, one of them Chalos, one of Rakikin, you have 20 loaves now here, and you make the Tznai that you just mix and match, whichever goes to the Neder and the other goes to the Rakikin. Well, and they do the same thing with the log of Shemin, but that has to go up. So, hakamaisi, what happens? It turns out that you are bringing Yisaron Echad Mishnei Yisaron, the log Echad Mishnei Lugin. What happens? It turns out that you're bringing Yehova, right? Yehova is the Yisaron of the flower, and the log Shemin, which is only one, right? And you're not bringing it by itself. It's all being Mekadish in 2 Kalim. Because let's just say maybe the case is that his real neder was 5 and 5. So he had to bring 5 and 5. But what are we doing here? He's baking 10 chalos and 10 rakikin. So his chiyuv of 5 and 5 is separated into 2 kalim. I have half of my log of my shem, of my solas here, of my obligatory shemen here, half of it over here, it's 2 kalim. Should everything have to be, if you bring 1 kalim mincha, it should all be makadish in 1 kli. Right? Rashi says, how come my see Hashda Isarum Mizek Sas Mizek Sas become the Arish Demonachos Bahadi Hadadi. The Eelo Nadar El Chadam Mincha. Lesu Yichadi Sarum Chadlo, Gumifle Gil Chaos Rakikin. Give me a letter for 1. So why are you separating into 2 separate Kalim? How you do that? So the Gemara says, Shamina Leila Rav Shimon. Rashi says, we say Shamina Leila Rav Shimon, that we heard from Rav Shimon. Rashi says, below is Parish Bon Hecha. I don't know where. This can't where Rav Shimon says it, but you see here clearly from Rav Shimon, the Shamina Leila Rav Shimon, the Amar, in Hebi Isoran Echad, Mishnei Yisronos, and the Log Echad, Mishnei Lugin, Yotza. Hey, you're allowed to do this. Clearly, according to Rav Shimon. But how can you do this? You can do it. Right? That's the answer. So you see from Rav Shimon that your person is allowed to bring, again, he needs one Yisoran. Or one loaf for his carbon. He's allowed to bring half and half in either in different kelim, right? In Hebi Yisaron Echad Mishnei Yisronos, and he says half of Yisaron from pot A and half of Yisaron from pot B are going to go to my chova, and the rest are going to be from the dava. And the same thing with the loaf, half of my loaf in pot A and half of the loaf in pot A in pot B will go to my nether, and the rest goes to the dava. Yotza, you find the yotzi the chova, and that is fine. Okay, now the Gemara asks, finish that technical question. Now they can say, okay, wait a second. Again, how do you do kmitza here? How do you do the kmitza? Right? He says, umikmat hechi kamatz. How do you do the kmitza? Rashi says, umikmat hechi kamatz la'osa mincha shehu mitzdar shtei minachos la'mincha as la'achas. Why? Because they just say it outside. We're mesupak whether or not there's a you have to take a full kmitza from your neder and a full kmitza from your nedava. But these are mixed and matched. So you're taking a kmitza from pot A. Well, that's going to be combined neder and adava, possibly. And then you take a kmitza from pot B. That also may be a combination of neder and adava. You don't have a complete kmitza for the neder and a complete kmitza for the adava. It's all mixed and matched. Right? He says, what's the Rashi say? Baha. No, that's the next question. So he says, the Maisiv Amr. He makes another tonight. During the kmitza, right, he do one kmitza from the chalas pot and one kmitza from the rekikin pot or pan. He says, "I chalas luchudayu or rekikin luchudayu amrei." Let if I made the neder that it was only that I said it was going to be 10 chalas or I said 10 rekikin, that the easy case, right? So then, tikka kmitza me chalas lahave chalas. So whatever I'm making kmitza on the chalas portion, that's going to be for the chalas. And dikka kamitzna may rekikin lahavi rekikin. And whatever kamitzna I take on the rekikin, that's going to be only for the rekikin. However, the imetza rekikin umetza chalas amrei. Let's say I made a mix and match karva. Again, the easy case is 5 and 5. So in each pot, half is for a nether, half is for an adava. The imetza rekikin umetza chalas amrei dikka kamitzna me chalos. When I take the kamitzna from the chalos, 5 of which are for my nether, and the other 5 are going to be for the adava. Lahave a mechza chalos and mechza rekikin. Let this kmitza be chal on half of my chalos and also on half of the rekikin. And therefore, the entire kmitza will be for all my chobos. You make it tonight. This kmitza is going to be good for my chalos and for my rekikin. Udikan kmitzna me rekikin. And I say, when I go to pot B and do the kmitza on the rekikin portion, lahave a mechza rekikin, mechza chalos. It should be chal, half of my rekikin, half of the other chalos and the other pot. He makes the tanai, therefore, so now it's clear that his kmitza is for, and that one kmitza is for the nether portion, and one kmitza is for the double portion. He's done. Wait a second. V'ha'bai mikmat chad komitz mechalos. You need to take the kmitza from one pot. Rashi says, ha'bai mikmat, the ichad mincha shechalos or rekikin, amar ha'bai isuya chalos or rekikin, ulufotam bikli echad, he says that if you, let's just say the 5 and 5 case, if you had a 5 and 5 case, so how did you do kmitza in that case? What you do is you're supposed to crumble them all off, put them in the same pot, and take kmitza from the combined offering. We're not making kmitza from the combined offering here. You're taking one kmitza from the chalos, one kmitza from the rekikin, and you're making a tanai that the kmitza from here should be chal here, and the kmitza from here should be chal here. You can't do that, it's supposed to be in one pot. Yeah. Habai, according to Rav Shimon, who allows you to mix and match your minchas matatanor, the kmitza has to all be done from everything together, right? But habai mikmatzchad komitz michalos umei rakikin, right? So the Gemara says, and in this case, the kamatz michalos or rakikin michalos. So here now you're taking from one from the other and not all together. So the Gemara says, oh. So what do you learn from here? Shamin and Lay. You learn from here. The Rabbi Shimon, the Amar. This Rashi has a source. And if you bring a mincha achas, right? You bring one mincha, the chalos and rekikin mixed together. Rabbi Shimon says, im kamat v'ola miyado echad al shnei and yotza. Let's say I mix them all together, and roll them together, and somehow, and I do my kamitzah, and it turns out that when I took the kamitzah, the only thing that came into my hand was the portion of the chalas, or the portion of the rakikin. I didn't get anything, any of the other flour into my hand. She says, don't worry, the yotza. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that that you have to. So if that's the case, right? Shemin Alei Rashi says, well, careful, no, he doesn't say what anything else. He just says that if you pick it up, if you pick it up and you only have one min in your hand, that is sufficient. So too in our case, you picked it up. What happened? I have the chalos. I picked it up. I only have chalos in my hands, and I make it nine. Well, it doesn't matter. So I have five and five. So I pick up kamitzah from my chalos. I have five and five. It's going to go on the other five. Oh, you only have from the chalos. No problem. Shemitah is not a problem. I get only from the chalos in my hand. Even when they're mixed together, I only get the chalos in my hand. I'm yotzei. So when they're not mixed, I only get the chalos in my hand. I'm also yotzei. So I'm done. Got rid of that technical problem. Okay. Now we're going to do the expert the shemen. That's the next part of the question. So the Gemara says, I'm just trying to go a little further because, again, I don't think I'm going to be here tomorrow morning. So on Friday, no matter where we finish today, on Friday, let's pick up on the Mishnah on Kuvav on the base. It's like the third, two-thirds of the way down. We're trying to pick up on the Mishnah there, and then we're going to go. We have a little leeway for the last omelet. So we'll try to go a little, I don't think we have leeway for a whole block, but I think we have leeway for this amount. Okay, so the Gemara asks, Vaha Ika, Mosar Shemen. What do we do with the leftover oil? Okay? Because after you, with the Rikikin, you're supposed to like spread the oil on the Rikikin, then there's leftover. When it comes to the chalos, you mix the oil in, but the Rikikin is supposed to be spread. Right? The E Mexa chalos of Mexa Rikikin Amar. Let's say he made a nether of mix and match. So in our case, we do five and five. Right? Five chalos and five Rikikin. So Mosar Hashemen, the leftover Shemen, Mach zero lechalos. You put it into whatever's left over. You put it back and you mix it up with the chalos, with the bread. Ikulu rikikin amar. But if he said all of them should rikikin, so that means the shemen should not go into any chalos. The shemen should only be on the rikikin. Therefore, most of shemen nechal kohanim. So leftover shemen is supposed to be eaten by the kohanim. So what do you do? Do you put the leftover shemen into the batter, or do you give the leftover shemen to the kohanim? Which way do you go? So the Gemara says, no, I have to say that Abaye, who puts our Mishnah in the Shita of Rav Shimon, is going to say that our Mishnah holds like Rav Shimon ben Yehuda. Another Shita. Very pilpulish. You got to put all the Shitas, got to put all the Shitas together. He says, Rav Shimon ben Yehuda. This Sanya, because you learned in a bright song of Ayin Heim and Beis. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda Omer Mishum Rav Shimon, who says the name of Rav Shimon, and that works out well, so we're talking about Rav Shimon, right? He says, in the mincha that comes, half chalos and half a tikkun, so you bring a loaf Shimon and you split it. Half of the load goes to the chalos and half goes to the rikikin. The regular case. Umoshan kimin ki. And then you spread the load, the half load of shemen on the rikikin, kimin ki. Was a major achlokes you saw there. What min ki is, like a pes, like a gimel, like a kuk, whatever it is, like it's some sort of Greek letter. You spread it on there. Umosar hashemen nechal lekohanim. And the leftover shemen goes to the kohanim. So basically, what comes out is according to Shimon ben Yehuda, there's no difference as to whether you brought all rakikin or half rakikin. Even if you brought half rakikin, right? You brought half rakikin. They also the leftover goes to the kohen as well. So in our case, the leftovers go to the kohen as well. The only question is, but our case could possibly be all chalos. All chalos would go to the kohen. I just think a thought about that now. No, sorry, it gets the other way. All chalos get mixed up. What we're doing here now is giving the leftover shemen. We're giving the leftover shemen to the kohanim because we're saying that no matter what, once you have one rakik in the mixture, it goes to the kohen. But the possibility exists here that you don't even have one rakik. Maybe it's 10 chalos. Then shouldn't it go into the mixture? What do you mean? He says it doesn't matter when you split it five and five. No, only because you know, Hish says the sign of Shimon Omer Mishum Mishum Moshan Kimin Ki, who Moshar Shemin Nachanin Moshan Kimin Ki. You only do Mishicha. You only spread it. The oil is if you have a rakik, if you have a wafer. But if it's chalos, you don't. I said clutch kasha because no one says anything. What does it say? I mean, the Rabbanim clearly argue on this. The Rabbanim and Chalik Rav Shimon, who say that it's only 10 and 10, you can't mix and match, they say that a Minchas Mape Tanur, that's Kulur Akikin, then you're Moshchon, and you put the rest of the Shemen, you don't leave anything over. That's the halacha. Okay, whatever. Fine. So that's how we answered off that our Mishnah, again, the Mishnah was, the guy took a neder. He says, the time he took a neder to bring a min mincha. He says, at the time I made the neder, I knew which min I was going to bring, and now I forgot. So you bring five, all five. According to Rav Shimon, who says you can mix and match the mincha mafataner, you should bring at least 14, possibly 16. He says, no, you make the tonight. We've learned that Rav Shimon makes a tonight from the case of the mitzvah. Then we have the technical questions about how do you bake it. How do you do the kmitza? What do you do with the shemen? We worked that all out. So this whole thing comes to show that our Abaye's answer still stands, that our Mishnah says you only bring five when you have that suffix, still can be like Rav Shimon. Okay. A little more time, we try to go a little bit to learn this together. Okay, the Gemara is now going back to the Mishnah that said, a guy took a neder, and he forgot which mincha he brought, so he brings five. So Amr Lei Rav Kahana Rav Ashi. So Rav Kahana says to Rav Ashi, Why do you only bring five? But ikala suke the minchas nesachim. You have another mincha. You have the minchas nesachim, right? The minchas nesachim, which normally comes with a korban chova, it also we said in the mission the other day that can also come by itself. So I made a net there. I forgot which one. You're only limiting to five. I should bring six. I should also bring a minchas nesachim. The Gemara says the Amar Rava misnadev adam minchas nesachim bechol yom. Oh, that's the question. Right, the Amar Rava, Misnadev Adam Minchas Nesachim B'chol Yom. A person can make an Adava and can bring Minchas Nesachim all day. So since you're allowed to make a Neder to bring Minchas Nesachim by itself, why aren't we choshesh that this Neder was about a Minchas Nesachim? Kasha. So Gemara says, Ki kam nisbakule, right, when the guy had a suffix, okay, so Simon Yochid Biglal Levon below Yimsa, right, it's Ba'a Biglal Yochid. Ba'a Tzibor. He's in front. Well, he takes it out here. Kikam is bakilei. It's by a mincha that's ba biglal yachid, which is the five minachos. They can't be brought for shutvas, right? We said before that these five are only brought by an individual. They're not brought by shutvas. So the guy who made the neder, he knows that he made the neder by himself. He didn't make the neder with anybody else. But ba biglal tzibur lo mistapikle. But something that can become jointly, he's not mesufik that this mincha was. This guy, he knows he made the neder by himself, right? Rashi says, "Ki comes back to the neder in Minchas Yachid she'ain above the tzibor." Dain ohana chamesh menachos adava she'ain above the tzibor. Because Amar Leil ain't shnayim esnavim misaron abal Minchas Nesachim above the tzibor lo mispakli devada yodesh lo neder. He knows he can make a neder to bring a mincha that can be brought jointly. He made the neder by himself, so that's why, and that's one answer. He comes afkalei. His suffix is above the galasma. He knows that he made a neder of the mincha. That is typically brought by itself, right? But habar b'glal zeba, but the mincha that is brought typically along with that is nigra after a karban, which is the mincha nesachim, which is typically brought. Although you can bring it as nadava, but it's typically brought as non-individual. Then lo mispakalei, he didn't have a subject for that. Ki kam mispakalei tehuna levona. He only had a sinu and brought a karban that had to bring levona. She ain't tehuna levona lo mispakalei. He didn't have a subject for that. And ki kam mispakalei. Oh, that's the simon. Yochid biglal levona below the mikamsa. Ki kam mispakalei balo. I knew I was going to bring a low shemen. But mincha nesachim, which is carbon 3 lugin, but ba b'shlosha lugin lo mispakalei. I know I didn't make a net there to bring a carbon that has 3 lugin. And the last one, ki kamisakilei, was when tuna kamitza. I was about a carbon that requires kamitza. But the mincha nesachim, she ain't a tuna kamitza lo kamisakilei. I didn't have a suffix about something that didn't require kamitza. So that he doesn't have a suffix. The case in the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah's case was, guy comes in and says, I made a net there to bring one of the korbanos mincha, one of the mina korbanos mincha. There are five minim, right? We have the mincha solis, machlas, marcheshes, and for the mafatana, you have the chalos and rakikim. You have five. So the Mishnah says, okay, listen, you definitely have a korban mincha. You don't know which one you're supposed to bring. Bring all five. So the Gemara, yes, before we started, maybe you have to bring 14 according to Shimon. You'll see that in the Gemara before. And then the Gemara says, okay, we took care of that because he makes the tonight. But why about the sixth mincha, Minchas Nesachim? Or says, no, not worried that we're not worried that the suffix includes the Minchas Nesachim because it's so different and so distinct from the other minchas. He knows for sure that he didn't make.
But the guy knew what it was.
He knew he made a mincha. He doesn't know which type.
He,
Right, he forgot. That's the case of the Mishnah. That's he forgot. Okay. Is there another place to go? Let's see how far I can go. We're learning it together anyways. Let's see how far I can go. So the Mishnah says, right, the Mishnah says, Peirashti Mincha Shel Sronim. I made a neder that I'm going to bring a mincha of a sronim. I'm going to bring, that the sronim is the measurement of flour that I'm going to bring. But the case was, he forgot how many sronim he was supposed to bring. So the mincha says he should bring 60. But 60 is the maximum that a yachid can bring, right? We mentioned before, the other time, because the korban tzibur is 61, is the biggest, and there's no way that the yachid can bring more than a tzibur, or than a pasuk. Either way, 60 is the maximum. But Rebbe says, no, you should bring 60 menachos, right? Rebbe said you bring shisha menachos or sronos, you have to bring, basically it turned out that you would bring 1,830 esronos. You bring one mincha of one, one mincha of two, one mincha of three, all the way up to 60. Right? So that's how to bring it. Tosos here does the math. It's an interesting way of doing the math. This Tosos is very fascinating, mathematical Tosos. The Gemara says, the Tanar Bonam, the noder walks in, and right, the noder says to somebody, Peirashti mincha. I made a neder that I'm going to bring a mincha, the kavati, the kli echad. Right. Take some out. What's he say here? Okay. That goes to Bach, takes that out, right? Perashti mincha shosronim, the kavati, the kli echad. No, he adds it in. Okay, so he says, Perashti mincha, the kavati, the kli echad shosronim. Right, and I said that I'm going to bring all the Yisroelim in one kli, right? The Eini Yodeya Ma Peirashti. I don't know how many Yisroelim I'm going to bring. I know for a fact that we're doing it in one kli. So therefore, Yavi Mincha Shel Shishim Yisroelim. You bring one mincha of 60 Yisroelim, right? Same case in our Mishnah. Divrei Chachamim. But Rebbe Yomar says, no, Yavi Mincha Shel Yisroelim Echad El Shishim. All our whole case, you bring one mincha in one, two, three, 60, all the way, right? Shehein elef u'shmona meyos u'shloshim, which turns out to bring 1,830 esronim. And each kli, and against each kli, you make a tnai, and you'll say, if this is the mincha I made in neder, this is my neder, and if not, it's going to be in a dover. You do that for all 60 times that you bring it. Okay, that's what the brisa says. Next case. Peirashti, another brisa. Okay, so Peirashti, at the time, the guy made the neder, and he said, I forgot what my neder was, but I know that Peirashti, of which min to do, I think it's both. Rashi says here, he made the neder, and when I made the neder, I knew which min, and how big it was going to be. The Eini Yodeya Ma Peirashti. Now I forgot what I explicated, right? The Ezo Mehen Peirashti. I don't know how much I was going to give, and I don't know which one I was going to bring, right? The Eni my Perashti. The Ezo Mehen Perashti. The Eni Yodei Kamo Perashti. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. So it's a combination. He forgot the amount, and he forgot the type. So what do I do here? Yavi Chamesh Menachos. You have to bring the five Menachos, right? Shel Shishim Shishim Esronim. You have to bring each carbon mincha of the five. Each one has to have 60 Esronim. 5 times 60, 300. Shehen Shlosh Meos. Divei Chachamim. But Rebbe Yomer, no. Yavi Chamesh Menachos Shel Shishim Esronim Me'echad Ve'ad Shishim. You have to bring, for now, you have to bring, basically 300, you have to bring the whole thing, the 1,830, you have to bring, what, times 5, right? Which is equals what? Right? Ve'ad Shishim Shehein Tishin Alofim Me'eva Chamishim. So that's 9,150. You have to bring, that's the amount of flour you have to bring. You got the whole point of the Korban Mincha is for the poor guy. It's for the poor guy. And this poor guy now is bringing all this flour. But you have to be Yotzei Yechov. You have to be Yotzei Yechov. Made a neder. He started by saying, I make a neder that I'm going to bring.
I want to bring a mincha. I don't know what the difference is. I didn't learn tomorrow enough. Right. Mincha. I don't know. Then it comes up, yeah, I
want to
bring a mincha. Now I have to bring 1,000 or just...
No, in that your case, no. That's the Mishnah said before. You can bring anyone that he wants. The case is where he said, I know that I specify which mincha, I just don't remember. I forgot which one I said.
Yeah, definitely,
I
specified the number of flowers.
Right. I just don't remember how much. I just don't remember how much.
Major
right. Yeah, pretty much. Okay. Let's stop here, because the rest I don't think we'll be able to get to. Okay, so we're going to try, I just don't think tomorrow we'll be able to do it, so try to get up to the Mishnah, and we'll pick up there on a Friday. Okay, have a good day.